Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
You don't have anything. You can't escape. Take the sack, live to play another down, and move on.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. We're also brought to you by Wine Tasting Driver. Planning a trip to wine country? Do it the safe way and hire a driver from Wine Tasting Driver. Coming up, we'll talk to Steve about the 49ers' 24-20 loss week one against the Arizona Cardinals. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest.
Obviously not the way we wanted to start the season, but you know, there were some positives to take out of this game. You know, thought the running backs played really well, did their part up front. I think we held our own. Those guys did great. But it's just you know, executing every little detail on every single play. I think just the consistency for our offense, I think just needs to improve.
That's 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo talking about the week one loss to the Arizona Cardinals. Now let's get to the conversation with Steve Bono. Well, Steve, the 49ers start out the season not the way they wanted to. It's supposed to be a revenge season, and instead they are upset by the Arizona Cardinals in Santa Clara. A close game, came right down to the wire, but very disappointing for the 49ers. It seemed like they had so many chances to really kind of have a bigger lead earlier in the game, and then they had that chance at the end where they could have won it, and they just didn't execute when they needed to.
Yeah, I agree. It started well, and then it seemed to, at least offensively, it stagnated when Kittle got hurt.
Yeah.
Even though he came back in, even though he played the second half, he was, you know, in the passing game, he was non-existent. And I think one of the things that it proved is that he's your number one receiver, period. He's the one making things happen, because even though I like Kendrick Bourne and I was happy to see Pettis back out on the field, but they're not the number one guy. Even though I think they're both pretty good, they're not the guy making it happen. And I think that showed with the lack of offense and the leading receiver being Mostert.
Yeah, I mean, Kittle, that was pretty scary. He went up to try to catch a high pass.
It was scary.
Yeah, from Jimmy G, and then he gets hit by Buda Baker right there in the knee area. I mean, he's fortunate it wasn't serious. They're saying it's a sprain, and we'll see if he can play week two in New York against the Jets. But, yeah, I mean, he had the four catches in the first half, but then, you know, just non-existent in the second half. And it, I guess according to Kyle Shanahan, it was more about him being covered more than any injury. But, you know, it's really hard to say. I don't know that he was 100%.
Yeah, I don't know that either, but I would agree he was covered, because they can take two guys and cover him, and they can play the other two guys man to man, and they're, like I said, they're both good, but right now they're not the go to guys.
Yeah.
I think we talked about a little bit a few times last year of, you know, until they kind of got Emmanuel Sanders last year, you didn't have a get open guy. You know what I mean? You didn't have a guy that can beat man to man coverage. And I kind of think that happened yesterday.
And they're really going to miss Deebo Samuel. I mean, he was out. He's going to be out for the first three games at least with this foot injury because, you know, that guy can make big plays and he's tough and you can use him in so many different ways. You miss him. You don't have your new rookie receiver in Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, he's going to be exciting. They don't have him either. So, I mean, the guys they had out there are good, but they're not the top receivers.
Right, right. I mean, and you don't have Hurd again for another year. You know, a big target. You get Trent Taylor back, who's good, but again, he's your kind of third down, kind of option runner. You know, he's your possession guy. So I think when Kittle's not making the offense go. And the running game, it was going for the most part. It got stale. And then let's face it, the key 2 for 11 on third down, not going to get it done.
Yeah, two for 11 third down, 0 for 2 fourth down. Yeah, they didn't execute.
Yeah, I mean that's two for 13 on third and fourth down. You're going to lose every time. Unless your defense is scoring points and special teams scoring points.
And you have to, you know, come through there at the end when you've got the opportunity. And Jimmy G, to me, on that pass to Trent Taylor there in the fourth down, you know, he just was late. He was too late.
He was late. He hesitated. You saw him hitch a little bit, and then he didn't really reset, but he hitched and then threw it. And it was late. It was as soon as I saw him hitch, I was watching the game with Christoph and he hit something like, oh, that's not good.
And he seemed rusty. Like he threw that wobbly pass too to Kendrick Bourne that could have been a touchdown.
And he didn't seem ready for that either. I know there was a lot of criticism for what I read today of him. I didn't think he didn't play great, obviously, but I didn't think he played that bad, but there were a few, you know, when you watch the replays, a few glaring spots where he didn't seem ready for that double move. And there were a couple times I remember commenting as he was standing in the pocket without his feet moving, like stationary. I was like, that's not good. You got to move, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
His feet have to be going all the time. And he gets stationary, and I'm going to blame that on his coaches. That's somebody not coaching them properly.
Is he just getting flat footed? Is that what it is?
Like flat footed? Yeah, he's flat footed. There were a couple times where his feet were truly stationary for 2 seconds. You know. And it's just there's just not the movement in the pocket that I would like to see.
And I was going to say, Steve, I would think that hurts you because you can't react to things. You might be able to throw a good ball flat footed, but you're not going to be able to react to anything.
Right, right. And that was kind of that fourth down play. I mean, he knows he's got the out. It's got to be on time. And I think he hesitated on the corner, you know, one of those reads where you want to see that corner turn his shoulders and make them parallel to the sideline, you know, open up and chase somebody before you make that throw. And yes, you could hesitate on it a little bit, but then you've got to reset and get your feet have to get back under you. His feet were not under. You know, he's stuck on his back foot, and that ball's going to have nothing on it. I know he's got a super strong arm, but that's a bad habit, and that's, you know, in my mind, like I said, that's on his coaches.
So that's something that to be worked on. You know, I thought there was rustiness there, and I understand the criticism because of that. But I also think he had some good moments. He threw some good slants in there. Yeah. He threw a beautiful pass to Juszczyk where he just laid it in there beautifully. That long Mostert touchdown was nice. I mean, he had his moments. It just he wasn't consistent.
Yeah. No. And I think if we had the the advantage of watching game film, and you could go and look at his, I know we talked about this last year, go and look at his feet on the good throws. I guarantee you they're moving. I don't even have to see the throw. I can look at his feet and go, that's a good ball. You know, actually one of the best balls he might have thrown all day was incomplete. And that was, the corner route to Pettis, of which I thought Pettis's effort was weak at the end. He didn't look like he tried to go get it to me.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't fight through that defender, and the ball was in the perfect spot. Now, okay, yeah, it was maybe a yard overthrown, but was a, you know, good read, good ball. You know, you gotta you're putting it out there and giving your receiver a chance. Hope he goes and makes a play.
We'll have more with former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono right after this. Planning a trip to wine country? Do it the safe way and hire a driver from Wine Tasting Driver. They're a group of fun-loving, wine-loving people who are social, friendly, and looking to show you around wine country. Whether you're visiting Napa or Sonoma Valley, their guides are here to share knowledge, laughter, and conversations about wine or anything else in between. They're not the stuffy polyester suit-wearing limousine driver that detaches from the group. They are right in the middle of it with you during your car ride, between stops, and of course, available to help throughout the day. From running errands to picking up lunch, they'll make sure you have the best time possible. So give Wine Tasting Driver a call at 707-681-7050. That's 707-681-7050. Or go to winetastingdriver.com. Meanwhile, defensively, the 49ers had all kinds of problems with Kyler Murray, and it's understandable. I mean, this guy is really good. He's so quick. You know, he's good at throwing the ball, but he can really run around and get away from people. Ends up rushing for 91 yards and a touchdown, and they had those long touchdown drives, you know, against a real, you know, normally would be a really good defense in the 49ers, but they couldn't figure him out.
Well, they couldn't figure him out. I mean, they kept them guessing, and three penalties in that 91-yard drive that they either go up 24-20 or they, you know, made it 20-17. I don't remember which exactly what the score was.
I think that was
the
24-20 one, yeah.
Yeah, there were three penalties in there that kept the drive alive.
A couple of those were bad calls, too. I mean,
the late hit on the
Greenlaw?
No, Kyler Murray. That was
there was the Greenlaw one
where he tries, Kyler Murray slides, or actually he goes head first, and the I thought it was a defensive lineman. He tries not to fall on him. He's going to hit him, and puts his hands down on the ground trying not to fall on him. And he gets the penalty. I thought that was a bad call.
That might have been Hyder. It could have been. I think it was Hyder.
It was Hyder.
Yeah,
was.
I mean, but these guys, they're put in such a difficult position to try to, they're trying to slow down and not hit him. And he didn't give himself up with a slide. He was going, like you said, head first.
If the guy's putting his head on him or he's putting his shoulder on him when he's down on the ground, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you're like, you got your hands up and your only way to fall is on your chest on top of him, to me, that's not a penalty.
No,
I mean that's just part of the game.
So those were killer, absolutely killer.
Yeah, those three penalties in that drive killed them.
Yeah, but at the same time, you got Murray running around, and you've got Hopkins, who was a great acquisition, and we knew that coming in. I mean, you just know, you saw him play for the Texans. You know, Steve, that this guy is good, but man, he was burning Mosley, and he one time he was just unaccounted for, which is inexplicable. He's just wide open,
unaccounted for.
Yeah, so I mean, he's having a great game. You got to do something against him.
14 catches.
14 for 151. That one that looked like it was going to be a touchdown. It wasn't, but still.
I think he was 6 or 7 yards behind Devontae, who got 14, I think, for 157.
Yeah, something like that, right? Yeah.
In the Packer game.
Anyway, Devontae Adams, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But he's got some receivers now. You got Larry Fitzgerald, who's maybe your third guy.
Right, and he's got Hopkins, you know, who's going to.
Another Pally guy, Keyshawn Johnson, didn't even play. He's on the COVID list for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so this team's going to be better than maybe a lot of people thought.
Yeah.
And you had the blocked punt. Mitch Wisnowski gets his punt blocked, and that was a killer in the first quarter.
That was not good technique by the personal protector. He just got run over.
Yeah.
I didn't know who that was. One of the young guys, I think. But, they played well enough. They should have won. I mean, they still should have won.
It kind of reminded me of the Super Bowl a little bit, where you don't put a team away earlier when you can, and then you pay the price later.
Yeah, okay. How about when you get a first down with a minute 30 and you don't call timeout and you got three of them left?
They had three. They had all three of them, right?
They finished the game with three timeouts.
They did. Now, that was something, and that's a good point, Steve, but it can be debated that, is he keeping those timeouts because on defense you want to use them? Or, you know?
No. Not in that situation. You got a first down. You got first down and first and ten at the, you know, was relatively long play. That was the that was a run by Mostert, I think.
Well, I've got it here. Yeah. Let's see. The 49. They got to the 32.
It was first and ten at the 32, and the clock, when the ball was put in play, the clock was at like 1:40.
Right, and he threw to Mostert for 9. Got a first down there.
Down, timeout.
So you're saying timeout there because they did use up some clock there, yeah.
Used up some clock, timeout, huddle up, get a good play. Because now in my mind, okay, 32-yard line, I'm taking a shot right here. I got a little bit of field. I'm not squished yet. I'm thinking maybe a shot right here. Yeah.
Well, you had the Bourne play where he threw kind of a wounded duck, and then you had the Trent Taylor where, you know, he caught the ball, but it was only a 5-yard gain. Yeah, he took one shot there to Bourne. He did take one shot.
Yeah. Okay, so the clock stops. But then the next, on second down, it ends up like 3rd and 5. They get 5, I think.
Yeah, they got 5 on the play to Taylor, and then, you know.
Which, right there, should have been another timeout. Because now it's 3rd and 5. You got to get first down. This is a critical play in the game. I get that you're going for it on fourth down, so you can take a chance, you know, think about it. But the problem is, that Kyle's not paying attention to timeouts because he's focused on calling the play, which I get. So I'm going to be the first to throw my hat in the ring to be the guy to help him.
Would you say that they would have a better play there too? Is that why too? I mean, the clock's running down. But
I just think, okay, you know, yes, we have to get the first down, but maybe you can take it. Maybe you got a you know, kind of a touchdown, check down type play where, okay, I'm going to take a peek at a potential touchdown, but I know I got to get a first down. So I come down to a check down that's going to get me the first down.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just think that the rush, you know, okay, it's 2nd and 5. Now you got to go on the ball, and it was about 51 seconds, I think, when that ball went off. I just think that, you know, take the timeout, talk about it, and go from there.
Well, if they didn't allow the Cardinals to get a first down after that, then maybe the strategy is okay because he's got the 3 timeouts and you get the ball back.
Yeah,
but it didn't work out. They got a first down.
It was still, man. They gave it up with what, 30 seconds?
Yes, so, 33 man. Seconds left. So yeah, you're not looking at a lot of time.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I just think that was not well managed.
No, nothing really went well there when you think about it, because it's not managed well. You're kind of throwing the ball up for grabs when you're throwing that one to Taylor, I thought. You know, that was just...
Yeah, you're rushing. You're rushing.
And then you're late on the last pass. But the one before that to Taylor, that was defense by Brian Murphy. That was kind of just thrown up for grabs. I mean, that's going to be up to Taylor to try to grab it, and he couldn't.
Actually, that that wasn't bad. I mean, it's 1-on-1. Give your guy a chance to make a play. I didn't mind that. I didn't mind that. And he almost comes down with it.
Yeah, he almost came down with it. I guess you need a big physical receiver right there to come down with it is the deal. But, yeah, it just didn't work out. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's tough. There's no home field advantage, you know.
Zero.
And that was the thing. Like, yeah. I wondered about even playing this game in Santa Clara with the air quality and how that might have affected the game. They figured because the NFL says if it's air quality index under 200, you could play, 200, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, yeah.
It was not good.
It was 172, I think, at the start of the game.
Yeah. So,
I don't think that had much to do with it, but
no.
First half, I mean, after the first quarter, you're thinking, damn, feels like we should be up 21-3.
That's how I thought about it. They didn't capitalize when they should have. They didn't score from right at the 1 yard line, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't score there at the 1 yard line.
Yeah. How about that one? I mean, I kind of like the call going for it, but oof.
Yeah.
Ouch. The guard got knocked off the block. So, and it was well defensed by Arizona.
Yeah. And then nothing was going the 49ers' way, too. This is kind of a small thing that maybe not a lot of people notice. But after that, when the Cardinals were at the 1 yard line and they had to get to the 11 for a first down, one of the worst spots I saw all weekend was on that play. I think it was Hopkins who caught it. He's at the 10. There's no way he was at the 11, and it's spotted at the 11, first down. It's like they got out of jail right there.
I didn't notice that. Yeah.
If you go back and look at that, it was just a terrible spot. I couldn't believe it. So I just think it's one of those games where things are just not going their way.
Yeah, it didn't for sure. It definitely didn't. There were a couple.
And Chris Spielman was he was comparing, Murray to Steve Young because of the way he's running around. Was that a good comparison?
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
We'll continue the conversation with Steve Bono in just a moment. 49ers fans from outside the Bay Area, listen up. TPC Harding Park has a great deal for you when you are planning your trip to Levi's Stadium to see the 49ers. While you're in town, take advantage of Golf the Gridiron, featuring discounted tee times and free club rentals. Visit tpc.com and click on special offers for tee time deals at San Francisco's own TPC Harding Park. Speaking of your former teammates, I want you to hear this. Jerry Rice was on 95.7 The Game today. He was disturbed about something. So listen to this.
Something that really, really got me heated yesterday. And I'm not going to call any names or anything like that. During a break, they were playing music. And we had certain guys dancing that hadn't done anything on the football field. That didn't have a reception or anything. That's not the standard of the San Francisco 49ers. If you want to dance, you want to be a dancer or do whatever, you shouldn't be wearing that uniform. You got to be productive. You got to contribute to the team. And if you can't do that, go do something else. That pissed me off. Niners are not about that. Now, if you score a touchdown, you could do whatever you want. You could break dance. I don't care. But if you are dancing and you haven't made a catch or you haven't done anything on the football field, I have a problem with that.
Wow, that's a real old school way to think about it, I guess. What do you think, Steve?
He can say it. He produced. I didn't see that. I missed that. I missed that. I mean, that's today's game. I mean, I guess that's a difference from, when we were playing. Yeah, guys were dancing, but it wasn't, for sure it wasn't during the game unless it was a touchdown, and it for sure wasn't not even in practice. That's today's game. I didn't get irked by it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, when they're playing music in between in the commercial breaks and all that, and he's talking about that. I mean, I can understand. You act like you've been there before, maybe sometimes, unless you scored a touchdown. Right. But, he definitely wasn't happy about it.
Yeah, and he was probably on the 95.7 The Game with Lorenzo, so Lorenzo was eating it all up.
Exactly. So how do the 49ers clean things up? I mean, I guess you could say the Jets would be a good recipe for trying to get back on track, because the Jets aren't playing that great. I mean, they played one game and they lost to the Bills, so I'm not going to say they're a terrible team. But, you know, Sam Darnold is the opposite of Kyler Murray. He's not going to be running around all over the place. What do you think are the key areas to clean up for week two?
I think they just need to be more consistent. And, yeah, nobody played a preseason game. That's not really an excuse. Obviously, Arizona didn't play one either. I don't know. I just think that we need to play a full game. We got stagnant. And I think defense has got tired. I mean, they ended up running 78 or 80 plays, and we ran 60, I think. So, you know, defense, because we didn't make first downs on third down, we didn't keep drives alive and keep the ball.
Yeah.
I think really it was that simple. I guess we just need to be a little more consistent.
Yeah, I agree. And, I definitely think they're going to have to hope that Kittle's healthy, because like you said early, I just, that was your first point, is that you got to have him healthy.
He's the guy. I mean, he's your number one receiver, whether he's a tight end or a receiver.
Yeah.
He's the guy that defenses are keying on to stop. And, you know, Kendrick and Pettis, I'm not even sure Pettis had a catch, did he?
He didn't have a catch, no.
Yeah, and he played a lot. I mean, so that's just telling me that he wasn't getting open. Bourne, Pettis, Taylor, those three guys are going to have to step up, because, Kittle needs some help downfield.
Yeah, and I think everybody kind of had their ups and downs. Even McKinnon, it was nice to see him out there. He scores a touchdown.
Yeah.
But he dropped the ball, too. That was right in his hands, and he just dropped it.
He did. He did drop one. It was good to see him out there. I thought the speed showed still. Mostert was good.
I'm really glad they got him back. There was a chance he wasn't going to be back with the Niners.
Coleman had a nice run there. Might have even been late. I just remember it was going from left to right on the screen.
Yeah,
so it was either the second or the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he wasn't going to play a lot because of the air quality, and he's got some issues as far as that is concerned.
Yeah.
Sensitivity.
No, I mean, there was a lot of good football. We didn't convert on third down. I mean, didn't keep drives alive and keep the defense off the field and keep them fresh.
And the last thing, you know, if you paid attention to social media and you're a player, you'd drive yourself crazy, because right now, Jimmy G is just getting lambasted.
Yeah.
And it's not fair. Like you said, he didn't play a terrible game, but, you know, so it seems to me like he's the kind of guy, though, that can kind of just rebound. He'll put it behind him. There were games last year where he didn't have a great game, and then he would rebound from that and then, you know, have a really good run for two or three or four games after that.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah, he'll be fine. I didn't think he played bad. I mean, yeah, a couple throws, but that's going to happen. And I just think that, like I said, he got stagnant on a few with his feet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully, sort of cleans that up.
Yeah. No, I think they're still good. I mean, let's face it. I mean, Arizona's better. Arizona gave us fits last year, and now Arizona's better than they were last year.
Yeah, they are better. I know. It's going to be a tough division.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Because everybody else won, so. And we won. Well, it's going to be fun to see how it turns out. Steve, thanks a lot for today. It's great to be back with football. Great to have sports back in our lives after all of this.
I know. I hear you.
And look forward to talking to you about the game against the Jets next week.
Yeah, look forward to it.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Join us again next week for another edition of 49ers Extra as the Niners take on the New York Jets in New Jersey. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on thesportsvirus.com.